When it comes to success in anything, consistency is key. And to be consistent, you need self-discipline. And that's what we're getting into today. Let's go. Hello and welcome to the Warrior Kings podcast. I'm your host, Michael Riggs, here to assist you in improving every aspect of your life as a man. So again, welcome to the Warrior Kings podcast. It's good to talk to you today. I'm glad you're here today because this episode is packed full of valuable information that's going to help you level up your consistency game and move towards accomplishing those big picture goals and dreams and becoming your ideal self. If you're new here, my name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur, husband, and father of five. And I say all of the things that most men don't want to hear about improving their lives. Some hard truths, right? So if that's your thing, definitely subscribe to this podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, stick around because we're here every week dropping some wisdom to help men all over the world level up every aspect of their lives. And we're actually doing that now. We're actually reaching men all over the world. And that is super awesome. So what have I been up to? I have actually been working on building a new workout regimen and diet regimen for myself because I'm 35 now and I want to go and really get it just at least one more time. You know what I mean? I don't want to miss my window of opportunity of getting super, super jacked. It's been a long time since I've actually really gone after that or pursued that. So I'm working on that plan and I'm getting started on that soon and I'm super excited about it. Going to be working on leveling up my health and improving my body. So I'll keep you guys updated about that as it goes. And today we're going to be talking about how to be more disciplined and stay motivated. So let's get right into it. No matter what you're trying to do, discipline is how you're going to get there. Let's say you want to be ripped, fit, and jacked. Just like me, going into this new journey, you're going to need some discipline to get there. Let's say you want to build a business from the ground up. You're also going to need some discipline to make that happen. And if you have pursued anything before, if you've ever had a dream and just really gone after it, or even kind of gone after it, you know that there are times, there are days when you just don't feel like doing it. You just don't feel like it. You just don't feel good. Maybe you're sleepy. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you're just unmotivated. There are those days that just seem to come out of nowhere where you're just suddenly completely unmotivated to do that thing. And you might even feel discouraged because you haven't seen the results that you're looking for yet. Like those numbers aren't growing or your body's not growing or whatever the thing is that you're trying to be successful in. You're not seeing results right away or even for a while. And that can be very discouraging. And these days where people don't feel motivated or don't even want to do the thing anymore is what causes most people to give up and give up on a future vision and give up on a dream or give up on a pursuit. And a lot of people say, hey, I'll just take a break today and then I'll get back to work on it tomorrow. Let's just take a day today and tomorrow I'll get back on it. And what that does is it becomes another day and another day and another day until months have passed and they realize, hey, remember back when I did that thing? I wonder what would have happened if I kept doing that. Where would I be right now? That thing would probably be so much bigger, so much more successful if I had just kept at it. And it kind of becomes this shame and regret around giving up that thing. I've been there a couple of times. That's why I know this. I've pursued many different things, many different paths in my life until one of them took off, right? So I'm very familiar with all of the things that I'm talking about. I've been an entrepreneur for a long time. And then after some time passes, putting that off another day and another day and another day, usually that person just says, I quit, or I'll pursue this in the future when the timing's right. This isn't the right time. You know what I mean? I'll try this again later. There's a bug flying around in here. If you're on the video version of this and you see this fly flying around, it is totally out of my control, man. I cannot get that sucker. And listen, when it comes to success in anything, consistency is key. And you can think of consistency as a synonym for self-discipline. Look up literally any piece of advice on the internet of how to be successful in anything, whatever the thing you're interested in, or just look up a random one, how to be successful in this thing. And you will find that the number one piece of advice that people give is to be consistent. That is how to be successful in anything. How do ripped, fit, shredded, physical, physique people get there? They worked out consistently, they ate right consistently, and they got enough rest consistently. They followed a schedule every day and they committed to it. How did people who got famous online and grew until they made themselves a brand? They posted consistently until it took off. Look at any successful person, no matter what that looks like, what success means to you, and guess what? They had days where they just didn't feel like it. And they had days where they just didn't feel motivated. But they did it anyways. Because discipline, what that means is taking action even when you don't feel like it, consistently taking action. So what you need to do is write out the vision of your life. If you're new here, I talk about a concept a lot where you get a notepad or some paper and you write down the vision of your life. Being as unrealistic as you want, because we're not here to be realistic. We're here to live our dream life, right? Like if all of your dreams came true and everything worked out perfectly for you from now until you're an old man, what is that vision for your life? Write that down. down. Write it down in bullet points, step by step, year by year, event by event. Then determine what you need to do to begin moving in that direction. And then after that, you need to make a schedule and commit to it. Even on those days where you just don't feel like it. Ask yourself, how bad do you actually want that thing and what is it gonna take to get there? And imagine that future leveled up version of yourself. What do his days look like? Is he out of shape? Does he eat like crap? Does he sleep in or put things off until tomorrow? Does he prioritize playing video games, watching sports, scrolling on social media? I mean, damn, dude, I hope that's not the vision for your future self. Want more for yourself than that. You probably imagine him having some sort of strict, healthy daily routine, right? You probably imagine that future leveled up version of yourself is handsome and healthy and fit. And you're not gonna magically become that guy someday. You have to become that guy right now. Begin living like your ideal future self would. This is a concept that people call act as if. Act as if you already are that person. Act as if you do already have all of those things that you want. Maybe it's a big house or an apartment in the city, a specific car that you want, you know, whatever success looks like to you. Not just materialistic things, but everything that you want. Imagine that it's already yours. Imagine that you already accomplished all of your goals and dreams. What would you live like on your day-to-day life if you were that person already? Live like you are that person already. You are that man. And this accelerates the process of those dreams coming true. This has been proven again and again. And dude, start with the small things. Get up early and make your bed and clean yourself up. Follow the same routine consistently. Practice self-care every morning. Practice consistency in every aspect of your life, like that future ideal leveled up super awesome version of yourself would. There's not going to come a day where you reach a certain level of success and now you have permission to be super awesome in your life. Like, once I'm this successful, once I reach this amount of money, or once my body looks like this, then I can start acting like a successful person would. I can start living like that guy. Once I am that guy, then I can live like that guy. You need to become that guy right now, because it's not just going to come from nowhere. And if that is you to you, then you will become that. You understand what I'm saying? Doesn't that make sense? As real as it is in your mind that you already are living like that person would and you already are that person, the more you are that person. Write a schedule for yourself that's based on that big picture, end result, super leveled up vision of yours. Whatever's moving you in that direction, in the direction of all of your dreams coming true. Whatever is going to consistently move you closer every single day toward that dream future. And commit to it. Stick to it. Even when you don't feel like it. One thing that I do to stay consistent in my days and get everything done that I want to get done that day is I set alarms in my phone that are labeled with the task to complete during that hour or during that time frame. And when those alarms go off, I commit to going and doing those things when that alarm goes off, no matter how I feel and no matter what I'm doing. Let's say, for example, you want 5 a.m. to be your workout time. That's when you're gonna work out and get it done. When that 5 a.m. alarm goes off, go and work out. Commit to that. Remember, being disciplined is being consistent, and when it comes to success in anything, consistency is key. I did an episode recently titled Warrior Morning Routine to Optimize Productivity, where I outlined the morning routine that I used to write two of my books super fast. And in that episode, I talked about how I would get up at 4 a.m. every single morning and get everything that I wanted to accomplish in a single day done before the sun even came up. Super awesome concept. Super awesome episode. You should check that one out too. But I shared one of my little life hacks in that episode when it comes to actually getting up that early in the morning. Like, a lot of people would ask, how do you do that? How do you get up that early? That's way too early. And if you're not a morning person, if you hate getting up early in the morning and you like to sleep in, and that's one of the things that's holding you back for your goals and your dreams and being consistent in life, this one's for you. If you want to get up at a specific time in the morning, let's say it's 5 a.m. and that's crazy for you, but that's how early you need to get up to start getting stuff done. Set alarms on your phone every 5 minutes from 4:30 to 5 o'clock. And on that 5 a.m. alarm, set a different tone for that alarm. It's different than every other alarm for every 5 minutes. The 5 a.m. alarm is something a little more exciting, maybe something a little more jarring. Like mine is this super loud alarm alert signal, right? But the other alarms leading up to that alarm at 4 a.m. are usually something a little softer, a little calmer. It's kind of easing me into being awake. And setting that different tone at the 5 a.m. alarm will prompt you that it really is time to get up this time. Then commit to hopping up out of bed when that 5 a.m. alarm goes off, no matter what, no matter how you feel. If you feel sleepy, if you feel tired, if you just don't feel good, you're getting up and heading for the coffee maker. And this is hugely effective if you're like a snoozer, like when the alarm goes off, you push the snooze button, which you can never seem to find on there. No matter how many times you do it every single day, it's just God, just where is it? You know what I'm saying? 5 a.m. alarm, jump out of bed. And when it comes to that, I just don't feel like it mentality, you will find if you stay consistent that if you actually just start doing the thing you don't feel like doing, one, you realize that it's not so bad. Two, it feels good to actually be getting it done. And three, you will be super glad that you did it anyways. The thing about accomplishing things and actually getting things done is that it builds confidence. It builds self-worth. You will feel more fulfilled in your days and in your life. You will feel accomplished every single day instead of feeling shame and regret for wasting your days and ultimately wasting your life. A lot of people are wasting their life and they're holding on to that shame and regret that they don't even know that they're feeling for not doing anything greater with their life, and then they wonder why they feel like shit. To make big wins, you have to make small wins, and to make small wins, you have to actually be getting to work and working towards making small wins. It doesn't just come out of nowhere. Nobody ever just became a multimillionaire from scratch without working towards it, right? You gotta work really hard to do that. And dude, there is no secret hack to being more disciplined. There is no teaching you how to not be lazy. You just have to make the decision to not be lazy and commit to actually getting done. Commit to that. Commit to being your ideal self, that future leveled up future self, that successful, fully optimized you. And keep that big picture vision, that end result, that end game in your mind, that ultimate dream. This will keep you motivated and give you clear direction toward where you're going. Sometimes when something feels like it's not working, we're not seeing those results yet, we're not seeing those numbers go up, we sort of lose sight of that future dream. And like I said before, this causes so many people to give up. And you know, it was years ago that I heard this, and I don't know where this actually originally comes from, but I heard someone say so many people give up right when they were about to make it, right when they were on the edge of making it. So many people, like, think about that. So many people give up, and it could have been a week, a month away from that super success that they wanted in that thing. Maybe they gave up right before it happened, and then they wonder for the rest of their lives, what if I had kept doing that thing? What if I had just stuck with it? Where would I be today if I had just stayed consistent and kept doing that thing? There's a couple of things from my past which I'm glad didn't work out, because I would be a totally different person today. But I have wondered sometimes looking back, like, what if I didn't give up on that? What if I just kept going? So keep that dream in your mind. Focus on it. Imagine what it would be like. And know that no matter what, if you are staying consistent, you are always moving in that direction. And you are ensuring that you are moving in that direction by staying disciplined and consistent. Even when you momentarily feel discouraged, or like this thing just isn't working, or like it's not going to pay off. Maybe that's the story you tell yourself when you get discouraged. Let those feelings pass, dude, and commit to the mission. Do the thing anyways when you don't feel like it, and definitely don't quit. And one more thing that I want to touch on here is one thing that holds people back from being disciplined and consistent and following their dreams is that they have really big social lives, and they feel very obligated to other people for their time. And I just want to tell you, don't feel obligated to other people when you're trying to level up your life. And don't isolate yourself either. That can be dangerous too. But there must be some sort of a balance that allows you the time to accomplish your goals and dreams. So if you need to cut back on time that you hang out with friends and family and allocate that time to more appropriate times, don't feel bad for doing that. And you know, the truth is, a lot of times when someone makes the commitment to level up their life, they lose some friends along the way. There are people that will try to guilt you and hold you back, or even make you feel dumb or stupid for trying to be better in your life. They try to hold you down. It's just a fact. But don't let that hold you back or make you feel bad for wanting to better your life and your future and your situation. Know where you are going and stay committed to that. One huge tip that I can give you when you're feeling unmotivated or when you just don't feel like it that day is to stick to motivational content. I am a huge believer in motivational content. I watch it all the time. And I'm not one of those guys that's going to tell you that when you're trying to level up your life that you need to hide your phone from yourself. That's not me. It's just a part of life and it's a part of our world now. If you feel that you need to get inspired, watch some motivational content or watch videos of guys who are living your ideal life, the life that you aspire to live. Don't just mindlessly scroll on social media. I will caution you against that. But consuming this motivational content and this content that's inspiring for you can help refresh that vision of your future super awesome leveled up self and your super fully optimized life that you want to live. And it will refresh the excitement for your goals and your dreams. And another thing is, you're also supporting those creators when you're doing that. They're staying consistent too. They're following their dreams too. And you're supporting them by viewing their content, right? Little bonus to that. If you choose to win, you will have to be both motivated and disciplined. disciplined, and above all, consistent. Success isn't going to fall into your lap, dude. It's not going to come knock on your door. You have to go out there and get it. You have to make it happen, and you make it happen by being consistent. And one more thing that I want to say today before you go is this podcast is an extension of my book, Warrior King, Unlocking Masculinity, Manliness, and the Warrior Spirit Within. The success of this book is what inspired me to start this podcast, and it's kind of evolved from there into its whole own thing, but it started with this book. And everything that I learned on my own journey to leveling up my life years ago when my life fell apart and I decided that I needed to learn what it meant to be a man, what it meant to be an honorable, strong man, what it meant to be a good man, when I decided that I needed to level up every aspect of my life, I dove into research, I dove into books, I dove into podcasts, content, everything. I absorbed as much information as I could to level up my life until now I'm living my dream life with my dream wife. We have awesome kids together. We live in the country. Super awesome life, dude. I'm a podcaster talking to you today. You know what I'm saying? Multi-published author. Everything that I learned on my own journey to leveling up every aspect of my life, I put into this one book. Again, that's Warrior King, Unlocking Masculinity, Manliness, and the Warrior Spirit Within by Michael Riggs. So if that's something you're into, if that's a journey that you want to embark on, definitely check it out. Thank you guys so much for listening today. I hope you got something out of this. I hope that you got something out of this episode. I hope that this inspired you in some way to be more consistent, to be more disciplined, to go after your goals and your dreams. I mean, I really truly believe that there are great things in store for you. You listening to this podcast right now, there are great plans for your life. There's a purpose for your life. You just have to find it and go after it. Great success and abundance awaits you. So again, thank you guys for being here. If you have any questions, reach out to me in the comments. I pretty much always respond on there, unless you're trying to be really mean or what you said was just super dumb. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't reply to super duper dumb things, but yeah, reach out to me in the comments and I would love to reach back out to you. Get out there and level up your life, dude. I believe in you. And I'll catch you guys on the next one. Thanks, guys. Bye.